shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
It's a chilly start this morning with temperatures in the low to mid 30s. It looks like we'll see fairly normal conditions for this week. I'll show you what that means temperature wise.
Seven schools in Durham are closed today as employees are protesting pay issues. Just ahead, what they're demanding and why they still may not get any answers until this end of this week.
And three people were found dead in a Durham motel. One person has critical injuries. What we know about the investigation into a crime that's left people living in the area extremely concerned. A lot to tell you about on this Monday. Here we are at it again on a Monday. We're glad you're waking up with us. Early risers, 4:30. We're going to get you going. I'm Renee Chu.
I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, last we left them on Friday, Groundhog Day. You've had a birthday since then over the weekend. Hope you had a good one.
Thank you. I did. Good. Another year older. Do I look? I'm older today. Do I look older today than Friday?
Because
yeah, that's what happened.
Not even close.
When you have another trip around the sun. Thank you. It was beautiful weather, though.
Yeah, it certainly was. Lots of sunshine. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRA Severe Weather Center. We're back to chilly this morning again, right?
We are. Yeah, some cold mornings in our forecast for this week, and some temperatures in the afternoon that are fairly close to normal. So we'll talk about what that means. It does look nice and quiet for us. We're watching a system that could affect us over the weekend with a chance for rain, but doesn't look like we'll see any of that this week. We take a live look at North Hills, again at 36 degrees as you're headed out the door right now, but it's 27 in Roxborough, 28 in South Hill, 37 in Southern Pine, 34 in Goldsboro and in Rocky Mount. Our skies are mostly clear, especially from the Triangle area northward, so these temperatures will likely drop a little bit more before we get to sunrise. But we're not looking at a big difference from yesterday. It's 11 degrees warmer in Southern Pines, but 2 degrees cooler in Roxborough and around the Triangle, very similar to what we saw yesterday. We're going to see some breezy conditions for this afternoon, but that wind really starts to pick up tomorrow. And tomorrow we do have high fire danger. We'll talk about what that means coming up in just a little bit. Our highs this afternoon climb into the mid-50s, which is near normal for this time of year.
Elizabeth, thanks. More problems for Durham Public Schools this morning. Seven schools are closed today because many employees will not be going to work. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us now live from Moorhead Montessori. Kelsey, this is just the latest disruption for parents and students.
Renee, it is. And just the irony that this quote is on a sign outside of Moorhead Montessori this morning. The time is always ripe to do right. This morning, the dozens of employees are protesting for what they feel like is the right thing. Moorhead Montessori is one of seven schools that will be closed today due to protests. Here's a full list of all the schools that will be impacted here on your screen. Each school will offer free lunch today for students. The Durham Association of Educators is demanding three things during today's protests: no pay cuts in February, an explanation for why January paychecks didn't look like what they expected, and a work session. Parents like Travis Morrison support these employees, even though the school closures will cause some challenges.
They are entitled to just compensation and, just as importantly, clarity about what their compensation is.
The school board will be meeting on Thursday, and that's when they'll probably make some decisions about what's next for salaries. And today's protest is scheduled for 10 o'clock this morning at the DPS Fuller Building. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Durham.
We're working to learn more about a deadly crash on I-95. The crash happened in Harnett County on I-95 North near exit 70 just before 11 last night. It forced the closure of the northbound lanes overnight. The road reopened just before 2 this morning.
An investigation is underway after three people were found dead in a motel room in Durham. It happened at the Extended Stay America off South Miami Boulevard. A cardiac arrest call came in around 10 Sunday morning. When officers got there, they found three men dead in one room. A fourth man was taken to the hospital in critical condition. There's no official word on cause of death at this point, but we do know foul play is not suspected. This is a disturbing situation and it left the community with a lot of questions.
I get it. You don't want to be in everybody's business, but something like that is a big deal. Especially when there's so many kids. Like, there's so many kids that come out and hang out. You just don't know if it's something that you need to be careful of for your kids, or is this like an isolated thing that, you know, has nothing to do with anybody.
Police are waiting for the results of the autopsies. The people involved have also not been identified yet.
Today, the man accused of shooting and killing two women in Apex is expected to be in court. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us now. Laura, we've been staying on top of every development with this story. What can we expect today?
Renee, good morning. Harry Hardman is facing two counts of first-degree murder in the shooting deaths of 37-year-old Gabrielle Raymond and 69-year-old Nancy Taylor. The former U.S. Army captain is charged with the murders following a shooting spree in their Southwalk townhomes neighborhood last month. Now, he is also charged with animal cruelty, as police officers believe he shot and killed his dog. We recently reported last week documents obtained by WRAL show Hardman's landlord also is now suing him, claiming Hardman lied about being a veteran on his application for the townhome on Brussels Drive he was renting. The documents went into detail about some of the damages, including the glass of the front door being shattered and many bullet holes found on the cabinets, doors, floor, and walls. The motive behind the shooting is still under investigation, although police said Hardman knew his victims. If convicted on those two murder charges, Hardman could spend the rest of his life in prison without the possibility of parole. His court appearance is this morning at 9 o'clock.
One person is dead, two are in the hospital after a motorcycle and a pickup truck crashed in Aberdeen. This happened on Highway 15501 at about 4 Saturday afternoon. First responders immediately started CPR on the motorcyclist, but were unable to resuscitate him. The motorcyclist has been identified as 23-year-old Rafael Flores Jr. Two women inside the pickup truck were taken to the hospital. Authorities are still working to figure out what caused the crash.
One person is dead after two vehicles crashed at an intersection in Fuquay Varina. This happened just before noon on Sunday at the intersection of Barefoot Road and West Academy Street. Police tell us a pickup truck and a car collided, causing both to flip. We're working to learn more.
New this morning, the U.S. military is conducting more strikes on Houthi targets in Yemen. Central Command says U.S. forces on Sunday struck an anti-ship cruise missile that was prepared to fire on ships in the Red Sea. Forces then struck a Houthi land attack cruise missile before targeting four more anti-ship cruise missiles. This comes as U.S. military leaders are assessing damage from military strikes carried out in Iraq and Syria. The U.S. conducted dozens of strikes Friday night on facilities used by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard and Iran-backed militias. The strikes were in response to an attack against a U.S. outpost in Jordan that killed three American troops. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the strikes were a clear order from President Biden and are only the first stage of the U.S. response.
Soon enough, you'll be able to fly to a new international destination out of RDU as we look live. Today, airport leaders are expected to announce an international airline and that new destination. We'll be sure to let you know once we find out. The news conference starts at 10 a.m.
For the next few days, there will be overnight ramp closures onto I-40 in Garner. That closure, the lane that closes for the ramp from US 70 west to I-40 west, starts at 9 p.m., ends at 5 a.m. Last night was the first night of that closure, and weather permitting, the closure will happen each night through Wednesday so the workers can conduct ground testing there. It's part of the ongoing work to finish the I-540 project.
A celebration of life was held for a veteran Raleigh firefighter who lost his battle with pancreatic cancer last week. Folks gathered in an auditorium at Edgecombe Community College to honor Lieutenant Raymond Harrell. The 68-year-old served 30 years with the Raleigh Fire Department. Men he worked with say he was proud to be a Raleigh firefighter. He's remembered as a godly, good man who had a wonderful heart of service.
He was a true and faithful family man. And friend, up to the last moment, we were together.
Raymond Harrell not only talked the talk, he walked the walk. Amen. He allowed his light to shine everywhere he went in the fire department.
A lot of support has been shown for Lieutenant Harrell. Dozens gathered to honor him with a parade just days before he died. Saturday, dozens more showed up to share stories about Raymond in lieu of a wake. Lieutenant Harrell was buried at East Lawn Memorial Garden Cemetery in Tarboro.
Coming up at 4:40 right now, an update on the wildfires burning in Chile that have killed over 100 people.
And less than a week before the Super Bowl, the father of Patrick Mahomes is facing charges in Texas. What he was arrested for up next.
And we have this live look at North Hills right now on your Monday morning. It's going to be a bit breezy out there today. It is cold this morning. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has our 7-day forecast coming up.
from the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:42 and we take a live look at what's happening across the area of Apex and Durham and Fayetteville this morning. Everybody's sitting at about mid-30s, 36 degrees or so. And so temperatures are on the chilly side as you're headed out the door this morning. We have a pretty quiet, very typical February week in store. Temperatures will be near normal in the mornings and in the evenings. And that does mean some cold starts. Our normal is in the low to mid-30s right now. So heading out the door, grab your coat. We're looking at mostly clear to partly cloudy skies as you're heading out this morning. Our temperatures to begin with for exercise are exactly what you would expect at this time of year. And then this afternoon, looking at temperatures in the mid-50s. We have some chilly mornings in our forecast and some mild afternoons. I'll show you when we'll start to see a nice warmer start for the weekend coming up.
More than 100 people have died from wildfires in Chile. Authorities said Sunday that they expect those numbers to rise as well. There are currently 161 active fires burning across that country, according to fire officials there. Today and tomorrow have been declared national days of mourning for the fire victims.
At least 17,000 children in Gaza have been orphaned or separated from parents since the Israel war began. That's according to UNICEF. The agency says nearly all children in Gaza, more than a million, need mental health and psychological support. UNICEF says children are suffering from high levels of anxiety, panic, inability to sleep, and loss of appetite. They're also experiencing emotional outbursts when they hear bombings or airstrikes.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is being joined by other Republican governors in his call for President Biden to secure the border. The governors of 13 other states joined Abbott for a security briefing and firsthand look Sunday at the border crossing at Eagle Pass, Texas. They toured an area where Abbott has deployed an increasing number of Texas National Guard soldiers who have put up barriers and razor wire. He's also limiting the federal government's access to process migrants. The Biden administration says that is unconstitutional, setting up a legal showdown.
The president is obligated by laws passed by Congress to actually secure the border and deny illegal entry. Texas has shown that we can reduce it to three people crossing across the border. Joe Biden, it is your turn now.
Republican governors from other states blame what they say is the president's inaction at the border for increased crime and drug issues in their states.
The father of Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes was arrested in Texas for suspicion of driving under the influence. Patrick Mahomes Sr. was initially held on $10,000 bond. He was released yesterday. Mahomes Sr. is a former Major League Baseball pitcher. He played for 11 seasons between 1992 and 2003. Court records show this is not his first run-in with the law. He's been arrested 11 times since 2009. Five of those arrests involve charges of driving while intoxicated.
Spotify is signing a new multi-year deal with Joe Rogan. The company says the new deal will let Rogan's podcast be distributed to other platforms. The Joe Rogan Experience has consistently been the number one podcast around the world. The show has attracted its share of controversy as well, coming under fire during the pandemic for Rogan's skepticism about COVID-19. Spotify said Rogan's podcast will be available on Apple, Amazon, and YouTube, but it did not comment further about the deal's terms.
Raleigh council members are expected to vote on restoring city support of citizen advisory councils this week. The city council blindsided citizen advisory councils by voting to disband them in 2020. It came decades after the neighborhood groups were started to get more people involved in the city's future. The Raleigh Citizen Advisory Council says it's confident at least five council members will vote to restore that support during the afternoon city council meeting tomorrow.
We now know New Jersey will be the host of the final game of the 2026 World Cup. Soccer's governing body made the announcement Sunday. The U.S., Mexico, and Canada will be co-hosts of the tournament. The final will be played at MetLife Stadium, right where the New York Giants and New York Jets play. 39-day tournaments will open with a game in Mexico City.
Fantasia wowed at the Grammys with her performance in memory of Tina Turner. Oh, such a good song. Fantasia brought the house down with her performance, a Proud Mary, as part of the show's In Memoriam segment.
You can see the crowd was on their feet.
They had a lot to cheer about last night from some of the different acts and things going on there. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, some of it happened before I fell asleep. We'll get into that a little bit later. I did not see that performance, though. She's from Greensboro, right? Fantasia?
Yep. So. A little North Carolina representation there. Yeah. It is 4:48. Let's check in again with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner to see how our Monday is shaping up.
What? Were we talking about the Grammys?
Yes.
I definitely did not stay up late to see them.
Nor
or anything like that. Yeah. All right. Yeah, I think it's going to be rough for a lot of folks this morning. We take a live look at Durham this morning. And skies are partly cloudy, 36 degrees. It's a chilly start. I guess that will wake you up as soon as you step out the door this morning. Temperatures are going to be in the low to mid 30s as you step out this morning. By the time we get to lunchtime, we'll be close to 50. And we'll see some cloud cover this morning, especially from the Triangle area southward. We take a look at the satellite loop, and you can see just a little bit of cloud cover out there. I can still see some stars when I came in this morning, but when the sun comes up, it may feel gray in some places. We may just have some high thin cloud cover for a short time today. We do have a low pressure system that's to our south and southeast, and that'll be moving away from us today, and that will help to bring us more sunshine later this afternoon. 20s in Roxborough and South Hill, 28 and 29. They're looking at mid 30s in the Triangle, as well as Fayetteville. It's 39 in Clinton, 34 in Rocky Mount, Goldsboro, 37 in Southern Pines. So around town this afternoon, temperatures will be close to normal, 57 in Raleigh, 55 in Durham, and 59 in Fayetteville under mostly sunny skies. Our winds will be coming out of the north today, and so that keeps our temperatures on track for this time of year. We don't have any big warmth coming in, but this is also not coming directly out of the Arctic, so temperatures will be near normal. We'll see plenty of sunshine, just fairly comfortable conditions. It'll feel very much like it felt over the weekend. So we are starting with slightly cool temperatures. You can see that showing up in blue. Whereas this morning, the blue shaded area is where temperatures are a little bit below normal. And then the yellows, of course, are a little above normal. So we'll stay at or a little below normal for much of the work week. But then over the weekend, we have a bunch of warmth coming in. And we're going to talk about how much rain comes with that. You know, that tends to happen this time of year. We warm things up and it rains a bit. Our normal high is 54, looking at 51 on Tuesday, 54 Wednesday. And then we do jump to 62 on Friday. We have some warmer temperatures in the forecast for the weekend and all the way through February 14th. So we have some warmer weather potentially on the way just in time for Valentine's Day. But again, we're looking cool to begin the week. Saturday 69, that looks great, but there is likely to be a little rain to go along with it. But on Sunday, we may dry out with temperatures still in the 60s.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Yeah, the big night at the Grammys for Taylor Swift, and she had a treat for fans as well. Everything we know about her new album is up next.
Plus, Kelly Clarkson is talking about her recent weight loss, why she says the decision to follow better eating habits was crucial for her overall health.
.454 is the time right now on your Monday morning. This is a live look from a WRL Live Cam Network, Fayetteville. Good morning to you. Everywhere in our viewing area starting off cold this morning. We're going to get some sunshine on the way today and for the first part of this week. A riddle for you. How can a movie debut number one at the box office and still be considered a disappointment? David Daniel has the answer in our roundup of the top films in theaters over the weekend.
Maybe eat you.
Migration flew down to fifth place on ticket sales of $4.1 million. $4.8 million put Wonka in fourth place and passed the $200 million mark in domestic box office. Jason Statham and The Beekeeper fell to third place, picking up $5.3 million.
The Son of Man must suffer many things. But you are the Son of God.
A special theatrical event featuring the first three episodes of season four of The Chosen made $6 million for second place.
God, I love this book!
Argyle opened on top, but without much celebration. The comedic spy thriller, which cost an estimated $200 million to make, opened with just $18 million. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
Taylor Swift had a big night at the Grammys, and she left fans buzzing about what's coming next. Taylor Swift won two Grammys, including Album of the Year. In her acceptance speech for her first award, Best Pop Vocal Album, she announced her next album. It will be called The Tortured Poets Department. This is the cover, and it will be coming out April 19th.
K
Kelly Clarkson is speaking out about her weight loss. Clarkson revealed her doctor told her she was pre-diabetic, and she says that prompted her to adjust her diet and get more exercise. The singer and host has mentioned before moving to New York increased her exercise by the need to walk so many places. But Clarkson doesn't want to focus on shedding pounds. She said, quote, "There's a huge difference between being in shape and losing weight, and I'm the latter."
Lizzo made an appearance on the Grammy stage despite news that a sexual harassment lawsuit against her will move forward. Lizzo presented the award for Best R&B Song, which went to SZA. Her appearance comes after a judge on Friday denied her attempt to have a lawsuit filed against her by three of her former dancers dismissed. Lizzo has denied the allegations, calling them outrageous and meritless.
This morning, more schools in Durham will be closed because of ongoing pay issues. WRL's Kelsey Coffey will join us live to tell us about the protest employees have planned.
And it was ladies' night at the 66th Grammy Awards. Coming up in our next half hour, WRL's Ken Smith has details on which women won the night's top honors.